I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of the country.
I've discovered a tropical paradise right here in northern Minnesota. The Olcott Park Botanical Greenhouse in Virginia is the only botanical garden north of the Twin Cities, and it's a gem that I'd known nothing about. I'd come over to see the park's newly restored and reopened fountain, which is beautifully done and worth seeing, especially when it's lit up at night. But the greenhouse was totally unexpected. I entered the 4,500-square-foot structure, which had been built in the 1930s, in part by the Civilian Conservation Corps, and found myself in another world, surrounded by a lush tropical garden with everything from small plants and cacti to fully grown palms. There are casual seating areas with wicker and wrought iron chairs scattered around as well. I had to find someone to tell me a little more about this oasis.
Well, my name is Mark Havistow, president of the Friends of the Greenhouse, a volunteer organization that maintains the plants and does some caretaking around the facility here. Been here for a few years, going on 3 years here, I think, this winter. And basically we're trying to promote and continue what the facility was here for, which is for the public, obviously, to community involvement, community usage here. So we're maintaining the plants, trying to do a little more with some floral displays, seasonal floral displays. There's a lot of our old members and volunteers know there used to be quite the begonia display, annual displays of begonias, so we're trying to get back a little bit into doing some of that, kind of whether it be begonias or whatnot. We'll see what comes of it, but a lot of amaryllis and poinsettias in the winter. We've been trying to do some spring bulbs for late winter, early spring, and we're working on some begonias here now for the summer, so we'll hopefully continue those on.
Tell me a little about the history of this. I know it's been around for a while.
From my knowledge, it goes back into the late 30s as part of the CCC that went back along with the fountain and with the greenhouse. Back in that day, I think there was a little more money. Later on in those days, there was a little more money, so they had a little bit better of a budget to do plants and caretaking around Olcott Park, and it sounds like they used to have quite the elaborate floral displays. I think originally somebody came from overseas, maybe Holland or whatnot, to do some of the arrangements in Olcott Park, and it's just kind of continued on from there until here recently some budget cuts have come through to eliminate the paid staffage, so us volunteers have, tried to, again, continue on as much as we can. But, it has a deep history going way back with the fountain and the zoo. There used to be a monkey island. There used to be some monkeys and some animals in there, and Olcott Park used to be really the place of northern Minnesota, from what I understand.
Some pretty tropical plant-looking plants in here, not the things you're going to run across when you're walking around through the woods up here. Tell me a little about what's there.
Well, yeah, we have some of them are some fairly common house plants that are able to grow. So we have a Norfolk Island pine, a couple of Norfolk Island pines here that are, 20 feet tall. Bird of paradise that's quite large. That's more seen in Hawaii and probably southern Florida, I would guess, too. Some of those very southern mainland areas. A lot of them are fairly common house plants that are just obviously able to overwinter here inside the botanical garden and produce more than what we could do in our natural landscapes. But we got quite a variety of different things here, different kinds of lilies, your regular bougainvilleas, fig trees that do occasionally produce some figs. We've got some citrus trees that we're working on, getting a little more lemon and grapefruit and stuff. Hopefully we're going to get them going here in the next few years. They've gotten established here in some of our main islands where it actually is, they are able to root into the ground, so they're outside of containers. And we're hoping to see some more fruits from them here in the seasons that come. Yeah, quite a variety in here. Unfortunately, I'm not the most knowledgeable of all the plants, but we're just kind of trying to keep it going here, but quite a variety. If anybody's really into botany and plants in general, it's a beautiful place to come see.
Unique.
So is it open all year round?
We try to. So again, we're volunteer staff, so we do as much as we can to staff Saturdays and Sundays from 12 to 4. In the summer months, the city has been very good in opening the west entrance of the Olcott Park door during the city staffed hours, which is roughly 7 to 3, 8 to 2, somewhere in that ballpark, depending on what they have going on for the day. And then one of our city councilors comes in 5 to 7 Monday evenings. So weekdays in the summer are fairly consistent in those earlier morning hours. Weekends, I would recommend calling before you come out. It's all volunteer based, so if we can get a volunteer, we keep the doors open, but it's hard to get a lot of people in as often as we'd like. But it is open all through the winter. Rentals and stuff are available that goes through the city of Virginia now, but definitely it's a great place in January, February to either just come and have some coffee, use the Wi-Fi, or have a birthday party or whatever it may be out here. It's a unique, great place to be.
I saw in the brochure there was like a picture people doing yoga in here. Is that something that's common?
Yeah, so especially through the winter months, we have yoga, and we've had some Qigong and some different kind of activities like that that some people have utilized the space for. Again, great in the winter. In the summer, it gets pretty warm in here. Most of that is done outside, I think, in the park if they are continuing on with it. But yeah, in the winter months, a lot of yoga and Qigong and things like that go on in here.
So how many volunteers do you have, roughly?
Well, fairly active. There's, seven of us on the board. Our volunteer list is probably 20 to 30, but the ones that are pretty active are, just a handful at this time anyway. They kind of come and go. People, it's our older crowd that tends to come in and help out. So as much as they're able to, they're in here helping. It's a big job. So a lot of watering. We try to prune as much as we can. Pest control is a big thing. So even just outside of keeping the doors open, there's a lot of work that we utilize everybody for.
I know I met somebody working at another garden. Are there other projects you guys are involved with?
Yeah, so we've been involved a little bit here. Joan Lewandowski takes care of the Metza Gardens, which is alongside Bailey's Lake over there. That's been going for quite a while. Joan does a lot of great work around there. Throughout the parks in different areas, there's the Adopt a Planter program. So our Parks and Lakes Committee, Parks and Rec Committee around here in Virginia. So a lot of the different planters are adopted by individuals. Monkey Island, myself, and another lady try to maintain, and all the ones around Olcott Park are adopted. This last winter, we started 4-H. Our local 4-H had a grant, and they've been utilizing the winter for some greens, and they got a summer program going. So it's been a lot of things. We've done some winter greens for the co-op in years past with some different organizations growing together and things like that. So the building gets used a lot by a lot of different entities, and just around Virginia too, a lot of different gardening grassroots efforts taking shape. Our biggest need is definitely volunteers. We do as much as we can to keep the doors open just so it can be out there for the public. We want people to come in and be able to tour the facility, be able to come in and lounge over their lunch break or whatnot. So just keeping the doors open is our biggest need. Of course, we're always willing to take donations. Any nonprofit is willing for donations. Yeah, as of right now, our biggest need, I think, is just volunteers to keep the doors open.
So I also see you're in the middle of a project. Do you tell me a little about that or what you know about it?
Yeah, so this is a lot of this rock. When they redid the fountain, we were able to repurpose some of the stone that came out of it. Yeah. So this is going to be a new kind of floor level, not necessarily in ground, it's somewhat raised, but for our cactus display. So we're hoping to tear it out a little bit better and just have a little more of a natural display. Again, the city's been wonderful helping us out, setting the stone. We're going to get some pea gravel in here so we can kind of place the pots and arrange things a little more. And I think it's going to be a big addition to the facility. You know, we have 3 in-ground islands, as you know. Otherwise, we have some raised benches around, and that's previously where we had the cactus. So I think this more natural display, and again, repurposing some of the stone from the fountain, is going to be a really, really nice addition to the botanical garden.
As every gardener knows, there are challenges to overcome, and I asked what their main concerns were.
Watering gets to be one. It's, it's tolerable, but in the hot summer months, obviously, we can, things dry out pretty quick. Pests are another one, so we have a lot of mealybug, but I think we've, through some natural means, mealybug destroyers and some other beneficial insects, we've gotten them pretty well under control. We're never going to exclusively get rid of them, aphids, things like that, but I think we've finally gotten to the point where they're somewhat under control. Yeah, and a lot of it's just pruning. Things grow here so quick. They're very happy and warm here all the time, so it gets to be pretty lush pretty quick, and just pruning and trying to, keep it still natural looking and lush and all, but keeping things under control is a big job for us. So I just encourage people to come check it out if you haven't been here. Again, we try to promote it as much as we can, but on our Facebook page, we have an Instagram. You can Google Olcott Park Greenhouse or Olcott Park Botanical Garden, it'll come up. But yeah, I just try to get the word out that we're here, we're open. It's a great asset to the range in general, but obviously, of course, the city of Virginia, especially with the fountain being open now. We just hope people can come in, enjoy it, and utilize it, and keep the history going of what Olcott Park Botanical Garden Greenhouse is and was.
Olcott Park Botanical Greenhouse in Virginia, Minnesota. A tropical escape in our own backyard. For Northern Community Radio, I'm Grant Frazier, and this is Close to Home.